Welcome to Neurodivergent Relationships with Kathy Marshak, PhD.
I'm Dr. Kathy Marshak. I'm a psychologist and an author, and I specialize in helping my clients who are in complex relationships that don't respond to conventional psychotherapy, such as neurodivergent couples where there's a neurodiverse and a neurotypical partner in a relationship. I've created a unique approach to resolving these complex issues through use of my innovative tools and communication strategies that have helped literally hundreds and hundreds of people. I created this podcast for you to bring my unique approach to these complex relationships to even more people. In this podcast, I'll present topics on how to bridge the chasm between neurotypical and the neurodiverse. Today, the topic is how to actually understand the language that's used in the field of neurodivergent relationships. This is actually a pretty new field because generally the topic has been about autism. It hasn't really been about the interaction and the intersection of the worlds of neurotypical and neurodiverse people. So when you start looking at this more in a systemic way, what you see is that there's this kind of collision of worlds. The neurodiverse and the neurotypical come together to produce friction, collision, divergence. That's why I refer to these relationships as neurodivergent. Now, you may have heard some people use the term neurodivergent to describe the autistic person, but I don't think that really makes sense. What makes more sense is neurodiverse. Neurodiversity applying to the neurodiverse person or the autistic person. The neurotypical is someone who is not autistic and uses a much different operating system. And in fact, that's what this talk's about. This talk is about looking at these relationships from the perspective of interacting systems. Each person has a number of systems that affect you and that you live in. You have a family, you have a work community, perhaps a spiritual community, you have a certain socioeconomic lifestyle, you might have children, you may be a runner or a swimmer, you may enjoy reading or knitting or sewing or gardening. There's lots of different things that explain who you are, and those systems interact to produce friendships, and connections with others who have similar interests or similar outlooks on life. If we don't look at those systems that have created an individual and then see how those systems interact with other people and their systems, then we're not going to notice what it is that causes problems for neurodivergent relationships, neurodivergent couples and families. Because I really believe that neurodivergent couples and families have problems because they have different, very different operating systems. And by operating systems, I mean the system inside your head that takes a look at the world around you, that makes meaning of the world around you. So that's why I refer to autism and autistic folks as neurodiverse. And I might use the word high-functioning autism or autism spectrum disorder or ASD. But in context of neurodivergent relationships, they're neurodiverse, and neurotypicals are neurotypical or not on the autism spectrum. Now, what causes these conflicts? Well, once you understand that you should look at this from that systemic point of view, it's a lot easier to realize that the answer might be where there's some friction. So unfortunately, there's a lot of friction in these relationships. There's a lot of anguish, misunderstanding, heartbreak, lots of anger. And that's because those very different operating systems and designs that neurodiverse and neurotypicals live by, they're so different that we're really shocked by those differences. Now, for example, and I'll talk about this in other podcasts, neurodiverse people tend to be quite transactional in their style. What they're doing is listening to words. They're looking for the meaning of those words. And if the neurotypical is contradictory in their use of words, or they switch words up, or they change their mind. That can confuse the transactional person who's waiting for you to get to the point. Neurotypicals, on the other hand, tend to use an interactional style, which comes from their operating system of being more holistic and empathic. So what neurotypicals are doing is they're looking for, how do I connect with that person? I want to notice them, I want to affirm them, I want them to affirm me. So they're constantly seeking that kind of connecting, affirming language and behavior with their neurodiverse loved one. The neurodiverse person, on the other hand, is looking for, what's the bottom line? What's the point of the conversation? Where is this going? For the neurotypical, the point of the conversation is interaction, is just connecting. Once we're connected, then we can go on and talk about things. So as you can imagine, if you've got a neurodiverse person who's transactional and who's using that operating system, and a neurotypical person who's interactional and using that operating system, you're going to have neurodivergence. Those systems are going to fly apart, and maybe as you try to come back together, there's going to be some collisions because one or the other is using words that don't match the other person's method of looking at the world, looking at reality. So in future podcasts, I'll talk a bit more about this systemic approach, but I wanted to lay that out for you right now. So when you hear me say neurodiverse, I'm referring to an autistic person. When you hear me say neurotypical, I'm referring to their partner who's interactional. And neurodivergence refers to the type of relationship that they're engaged in. You've been listening to Neurodivergent Relationships with Kathy Marshak, PhD. Are you in a neurodivergent relationship and have come to realize the communication tools you've used in other relationships don't seem to work with your partner? Or perhaps you've tried everything you can think of, but nothing seems to work. If so, I hope this podcast has given you a few new tools to use to help you move your relationship to a healthier level. I invite you to visit me online at ndrelationshipspodcast.com, where you can learn even more about the tools and resources that I offer.